Are you hopeful with Bassett that this will be a minimal stay on the IL, or is it too soon to know?
Too soon to know right now. It's one of those things where he's looking at his options. He's looking at his options and kind of see what the best course of action is.
Is there any update on Basayo?
Yeah, Basayo is, he's fine. And what I mean by that is, you know, like he has, like with his wrist, he has like a, there's like a bony growth in his wrist. So it's one of those things where it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's something that he's always had. And just like we talked about with young players, and like development's messy. And one of those things with Sammy is knowing his body and playing through some things, and knowing that he can play. And so it's just one of those things where we're going to have to learn on the fly. And the thing with Sammy is that he's shown like the talent, the skill, the impact he can make with us. And he is, it's real. And this is one, this is another step in his development, is knowing like how to play through some pain and not being 100% all the time.
How do you see that just throughout your career, minor leaguers and everything, of managing injuries and learning your body? How does that kind of learning process happen over the course of somebody's career?
Yeah, it's difficult now in this minor league structure where, you know, you have an off day every Monday, you know, and you just, you don't travel throughout the week. Whereas the old minor league structure where you played every day, bus trips through the night, different cities, you kind of learn how to deal with that. So right now it is difficult for young players to deal with that. And that's why we have the coaches we have, the support system we have, the trainers and everybody else in there to help all of our players. And it's not just Sammy, like all of our guys, like they learn, like each year is different, right? Each year it's a different body part that's banged up, and it's, you know, how's it gonna affect my game? How's it, if I compensate, is it gonna be a trickle-down effect? So not just Sammy, so every player has to deal with that. So for Sammy, it's another learning step for him, and we're all here to support the shuttle.
Is that growth something that he could have a procedure to have removed at some point?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Craig, I know you guys probably went to the sequence at the bed, but that sequence yesterday at second base, did the team or front office follow up with MLB at all after the game?
There were some conversations. Yeah. Yeah.
Any outcomes of those conversations that you can share?
No, probably not. I don't think so. But it's one of those plays where it happened, the umpire made the call. I disagree with it. I think we all disagree with it. Great conversations afterwards. And at the end of the day, the call was made, and you can't change the call. You can't change the result of what happened. Can't change the result of the game. It's one of those things where it's why baseball is the greatest game, but also like it's mental warfare, right? And you just have to move on and get over it and focus on Seattle, and that's what our guys are doing. You know, there's nothing that any of our guys could have done differently. It's the call was made, and that's that.
So is there anything you can coach Dunger to do next time in that kind of situation to make sure a call like that doesn't happen?
No, because it's like, as you see the play, if Gunner makes a more demonstrative attempt to tag, the runner at first is safe. And so he's going to make the call, then both runners are going to be, I think Gunner did it the proper way where he put his glove out to make an attempt. He saw how far out of the line he was and assumed that the guy was going to be out, and then you have to continue to play and get the next out, in which he did. So it was a great play by Gunner.
Hey, you talked about it before, but just kind of what can you say about Colton and the stretch that he's on, given how, you know, the season started and kind of what you've seen in the past couple of weeks from now?
Yeah, Colton's been working tirelessly. I think it's he would say it, we all, if anyone knows Colton, like the start of the season wasn't results or like he wanted and the player that he was, but to Colton's credit, he kept working. You know, he kept working. He knows that, you know, he was close, and we kind of talked about it after the Kansas City series about him getting closer, and right now you're just seeing just a byproduct of all the work he's putting in and who Colton is. And Colton is he's an impact player. You know, the power is real. He can run the bases. He plays an elite outfield defense. You know, he can bunt. He does little things right. He's a great teammate. So it's seeing him put the work in and getting the results right now is awesome to see. And he's doing it at a time where, you know, obviously the home runs he hit here were huge for us to win the game with walk-offs. And then, you know, especially in Toronto, you know, Kevin Gausman was – he was really good that day. You know, Gauss is one of the best pitchers in the league, and for him to set the tone there with that home run in that inning was huge. And the same thing off of Trey. You know, Trey set the world on fire in the postseason. He got to show the world the pitcher who he is, and for Colton to do that as well was big. So Colton's not only performing, but he's performing against some in key spots against some really good pitching.
He's one of the handful of guys who have kind of performance-wise turned things around as the season has gone on. Do you think there's anything to with new head coaches building those relationships that the timing of that allowed some of these guys to maybe listen to feedback more, the coaches to be more comfortable offering suggestions, and that's kind of led to guys like him, Blaze, Kobe Mayo making the adjustments they have?
Yeah, I would say it's not every single case, or I think it's probably is a part of it. You know, I think just like anything where, like even for myself, you know, coming in here new, right, you're trying to build relationships and forge relationships, and, you know, every player has got to the big leagues because of they're really good, right, and they've had things that has worked for them in the past and that they're very tied to, and like we keep on talking about, like you have to make adjustments with the league, and that's how you end up playing 10 years in the big leagues, right? You have to keep on making adjustments, keep on developing. And, you know, when you have new voices, new people around, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to take down some walls and build some trust. I'm not saying that's the case with all of them, but, like, it's you definitely are cognizant of that as you're coaching and as you're navigating conversations. And I think this is, you know, possibly a byproduct of that, but also it's a really hard league, and the league makes adjustments to you, and you have to make adjustments back. And I think that's a part of it as well, you know, and I think it's real. And also, you know, that whole could be a byproduct that it's a new clubhouse too with the players in there, you know, with the acquisitions and free agents that have come in. It's like every year, that's why it's, you can have the same team or the same group of players, but it's always going to be different just because you're, not all 26 guys are always the same, you know, with the injuries and guys coming up and down. It's a lot, you know, with any season. So I think everything's in play when it comes to that. But, yeah, for sure, I can definitely see, like, the new voices taking a little bit to get in there.
Going off of that, a lot of the younger players here have had some good amount of turnover when it comes to the coaching staff here. But for you guys, when there's a lot of the young players who haven't necessarily found their identities yet at the big leagues, how are you all working to bring them consistency with the coaching voice?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest thing is players are smarter than what people give them credit for. And especially the players nowadays, like they're exposed to a lot more information and technology than even when I was coming up. Like you look at, you know, guys in high school going to facilities, like every facility now is completely decked out with, you know, with really good coaches, and they go to college, right? And it's some of the facilities in college are better than some of the facilities in the big leagues. And they have a lot of great coaches around them. So they're very aware. So when you talk to players, it's not, you can't be like, this is my way, and this is how you have to do it. And that's how I was coming up. And now it's, you really have to explain the why. You really have to, like, build that trust of why you're trying to coach in the way they do, why you're trying to make these adjustments. And when the players feel that, they're invested in it, And that's the biggest thing, is like the players have to take ownership of their career. And as coaches, we have to help them with that. And it's a lot of investment and buy-in as far as how you deliver that information to the players. And you want to hold yourself accountable as a coaching staff, but also you want the players to hold themselves accountable to what they're trying to accomplish. And usually what the coach and what the player says on what they're trying to accomplish is usually the same thing. So once you kind of have that middle ground, you get to lay the groundwork of how you want to get there. And the player has to be a huge stakeholder in that. And once that happens, that's when it's an easier back and forth of what you're trying to get done, even if sometimes the adjustments are hard.
Do you have any concerns that with the frustration and emotion of Sunday, back-to-back losses will in any way derail the momentum the team built up through Friday's win?
What's different from anything that happened this season? You know what I mean? Like this whole year has been like that, you know, and I think our group has shown it's a resilient group. Like we've been hit in the face a bunch of times, me in particular, once really good. Right. And our guys continue to step up. Right. And that's what our guys do. And when I got the job, everyone that I have talked to, fans, you know, people around Baltimore, they kept on saying like they want a team that embodies this city. And I think this team embodies this city and what we do. Right. It's never easy. We're going to get hit in the mouth. We're going to get back up, and we're going to keep on moving, right? And that's why our guys have that day one mentality. Like, every time we show up, it's day one, right? It doesn't matter what happened before. We can't look ahead. We just have to focus on today and try to win today. And, yeah, those losses in Toronto sucked, right? Just like those losses in New York sucked, just like those losses in at the Trop sucked. But our boys keep bouncing back. And that's all that matters, is playing today and winning today. So I have zero issue or zero concern about how our guys will come out and play. I'm not guaranteeing a win by any stretch, but our boys are to come out and compete. That's what we do, and that's what they've shown they can do.
Is Dean scheduled for another live bullpen session?
Who?
Dean Kramer.
Sorry. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Today or early this week?
Yeah, sorry. There was a lot going on this morning. I don't know the timeline of Dean Kramer's bullpen. I'm sorry. Ryan Helsley's throwing a live BP today.
Occurred.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were referencing. So my mind went to, yeah.
Craig, a little off the beaten path, but the Ravens start minicamp tomorrow. And a few days ago, the Ravens released a cool video of you and Jesse Minter meeting on, or I guess that wouldn't be meeting, but connecting on opening day. You know, it's pretty unique for both pro franchises to have two managers, coaches in place. What's that relationship been like? Going building with him, and I guess as he embarks on, you know, having everybody in the building this week, what words of encouragement do you have for him?
Yeah, Jesse's an awesome dude, great family man. I reached out to him when he got the job, and we've been sending texts back and forth early before everything got going. It was great to meet him, you know, here on opening day. Our text exchange and communication have kind of dwindled a little bit, and rightfully so. Like, obviously we're in the midst of our season, and he's starting up with his with training camp and stuff, so there's a lot going on. And, you know, with Jesse and talk with him, everything I heard about him, like his track record, like it's something where he's going to do great things for this city and for that team. And, you know, I saw some of the sound bites of him going through mini camp and his coaches coaching, and it's funny to see it and hear it. It's very eerily similar to how our coaching staff operates with the communication, the attention to detail. You know, the attention to detail, like, really stands out. You know, I think I saw the clip of, like, talking about how to enter a huddle and leave the huddle and, like, how they want that to look like and set up. Like, it's something so small, but if you overlook it, like, the cascading effect of that. So for me, like, Jesse is, he doesn't need any words of encouragement from me. Like, he's more than equipped to handle it. But, you know, I think his attention to detail and how he stands on top of everything is something that's going to be his superpower. And everything I've heard and everything I've seen, the players love him. they love the coaching staff, and that's the biggest thing is when the players have that buy-in and the love for the coaches, like that's where like the real hard work comes in. And just like us, like when you face adversity, that's where when the players are in it with you and they understand where the coaches are coming from and they understand the big picture of everything, like that's where the magic happens. So Jesse's gonna do great things.
Coach,